Welcome back to The Score. And we're staying with local football in our Club Corner section this week. We hear from Kildrum Tigers and Aya FC. Kildrum Tigers lead the way in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division after four matches. Chris Ashmore has been speaking with their manager, Johnny McGinty, about the season ahead. He's expecting it once again to be a tight race for the honours.
Well, Johnny, Kildrum Tigers have made a very good start to the season. You're top of the table in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division. Three wins out of four and a draw, so no doubt you must be well pleased.
Very pleased, Chris. Good start. 10 points out of 12, so we're happy enough with how things are going so far. Early days now, but we'll be delighted with the start we've made.
Yeah, now it's a hard one to predict this year. The only points you've dropped were at home to St. Catharines. They're certainly on a resurgence.
We're 2-0 with St. Catharines at home. Tight game. We could have won it. We could have lost it. But they've only gone league. It's a tight league. I would say any one of six or seven teams, if they put a run together, would fancy themselves to get a good crack at it.
Yeah, now speaking to a few managers and a few clubs recently who maybe have had players with Gaelic commitments as well, that can be crucial early on, because if you drop points early on and you're playing catch up, sometimes you never get them back.
I know. Well, we wouldn't have known boy with the Gaelic players, but there's a good few teams do. But the thing about the Donegal League, Chris, if you can win four or five games early doors, you're hoping to be in a title race. And if you happen to lose two or three early doors, you're looking to get enough points to stay up. But it's that tight. Like it's always been tight, but it's going to be even tighter the year, so it is.
And this weekend you've got Swilly Rovers to look forward to. That should be quite a game.
Aye, Swilly this weekend, Chris. That'll show us more where we're at. Swilly won the first division easy enough last year, and they're going well this year as well. So we'll know more after Sunday. But that should be a tight one. It should be a good game. It's a long time now since we played. We used to play them a lot in the Ulster Senior League days, but don't think we've played them since we left Ulster Senior League. So that should be a good battle on Sunday now.
Now, your Saturday team also going well. I think they've played 3-1-1, drawn 2, undefeated in the First Division, the Glencairn First Division. So it looks as if all round the senior side of things is strong in Kildrum.
It's strong, Chris. The Saturday team had a very good year last year. They were they won the cup, and they were beating the playoff for the league against Old Town. So they've retained most of the players from last year. So they'll be hoping to go well the year again.
Yeah. And at underage, again, the club represented in various underage competitions.
We're a big push in underage down there last year too. There's a lot of work working on down at the club. We got the pitch and stuff started in the summer. And we have a couple of young girl teams there starting, I think it's 6s and 8s and maybe 10s. Trying to get a big push in all underage, and especially the girls.
Well, obviously after the World Cup, and we've seen this week the Republic of Ireland women's team, two more good results. So you can definitely see there's a bounce there. There's an interest for girls to get involved.
Aye, there is, surely, Chris. Girls footballs, women's footballs took off something serious over there. Over the last few years now, it's great to see, and I would say it's only going to go from strength to strength.
There's been a bit of tinkering around in terms of kick-off times. Games at 1 o'clock now, and I think that suits a lot of people. It lets them away that bit earlier if they're going back to college or travelling, or maybe to nip in and watch a live game on TV afterwards.
I think the 1 o'clock kick-off seems to suit everybody a wee bit more, as you say. It's handy for the boys heading down the roads and back to college, and handy too for the Super Sunday game on a Sunday as well, Chris. You always get that now, whereas you might have missed the start of a big match on a Sunday.
Tell us a little bit about your first team. Is it the proverbial mix of youth and experience? Who are the elder statesmen in the squad at the moment?
But mostly young fellas, Chris. So it was, we have a few of those older boys have been there a good while, like Matthew Crossan, William Lynch, James Connolly, James McNulty. Will be all the few of the older boys, and then we have maybe, I would say we have 8 or 10, probably 20 and under. We have 4 or 5 players from the Saturday team last year have all stepped up.
Looking to the rest of the season, given the good start you've made, it looks as if you're going to be in with a shout. Who would you see as being sort of the top 3 or 4 sides in the Premier Division this year?
Well, Chris, it's early doors yet, you know what I mean, but you're probably looking at the usual sides. Bannett won it last year. I would imagine Fannell will be there or thereabouts. Kyle McLennan's there. From what I hear, Swally's very strong. They're up. Ourselves,
It certainly has the hallmarks of being maybe one of the best Premier Divisions in many a year.
It has, surely, Chris. It'll be a very, very tight league. And there's probably a couple of teams I didn't mention there. If you put a good run together in this league, you never know what can happen, you know, but it's very early days yet. For us there, you want to be in the mix at Christmas time, you know what I mean? You want to be there, thereabouts. And then you see where you're at with 4 or 5 games to go.
That's Kildrum Tigers manager Johnny McGinty. This weekend, there's a big game in the Premier Division for them as they take on Remelton side Swilly Rovers on Sunday. Turning our attention now to Inishowen Junior League football, and Aille FC have made strides both on and off the pitch since the club was founded back in 1993. Stephen O'Donnell, who has been involved since its inception, has now been chairman for more than 15 years. Chris Ashmore has been speaking to him about how the club has massively grown. It now has 3 adult teams and underage teams from 6 right up to 18. He began by putting to Stephen that their lakeside ground near Burnfoot has some superb facilities and is now amongst the best in the county.
Yeah, but they don't come easy. There's a lot of work involved and a lot of work by the community in creating lakeside. You know, the facilities that are there. Going back to our origins, you know, we were just a bunch of lads who played football in the local youth club, and we decided to create our own club out of that. But at the time, there were 7 teams in the parish, so the best players were divided and diluted all through the place, with Bridgend Celtic, Green and Celtic, Bridgend Harps all on the go at the time. But over the time, as the years have gone past, those sides have all gone, dissolved, and that's kind of left Aille as the last one standing as it is. So that was the reason why we got started back in the day, and everything has developed over time. Facility-wise, when I came over as chairman in 15 years ago, we had nothing, absolutely nothing. So we built it up from there in stages as we've gone. We've got to now where we've probably spent, I would say, in the region of 750,000 now.
You've the main pitch, you've Astro, you've the indoor hall, you know, it's fantastic facilities, and that in turn has helped attract youngsters in. And what you've teams from what, under 6 right up to 18, and then is it 3 senior teams as well?
We have 3 senior teams in now, yeah. We start them at under 6s now. They come in on a Friday night and train. It used to be that the underage season would have, traditionally, you'd have taken young boys in, possibly maybe March, April, and by the time the season had finished at the end of maybe August, that would be it for the entire year. But now, with every club, I suppose, in Inishowen anyway, they are training 40 weeks at least of the year, and that in itself is a huge commitment. It obviously helps to generate more loyalty to your club and better standard of player, and gives them a better chance going forward. You know, and teams in Inishowen now can compete with any team.
Absolutely, and there's a pathway there. Many of the players who've started with you have gone on to the Inishowen Youth and Schoolboys Academy. There's players who've featured in the Foyle Cup. People like Tommy McMonagall with Harps, Gareth McGlynn with Derry, and of course Georgie Kelly. So a steady stream of people who've gone on to play at various levels.
Yeah, you know, them guys have all been there since they were no age, and kind of come through the system. We've set our pathway up there now that when some of the younger lads now turn 15, we introduced a third team. Now I suppose this was my brainchild about 6 years ago. Because our reserve team had been so successful, it was very, very difficult for a young player to get into that side. So we developed a third team, and the principles of it is whenever you turn to 15, 16 years of age, it's your next step on your way towards playing senior football. And Shane McMonagall is probably the most shining example of that, because in the first year that I started, the third team, Shane was one of the players. He was only 15 at the time. He played a couple of years in the third team, went on to the reserves, played there for a season, on to the first team, played there a few seasons, and then on to Finn Harps, and now he's on loan at Derrickview. So Shane is the shining example of the pathway that we tried to create. There are obviously 12 players like Georgie, went on and beyond, like, but Georgie was with us right up until he was 17. He went to Derry. He was only with Derry possibly a year, and he moved on then to UCD and beyond.
Now, the first team in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division in the Inishowen League, you've just played 2 games so far. You've won one and you've lost one. And Stephen, a new manager for the first team this year, Stephen Harley.
Yeah, Stephen's come in there now, very highly respected coach. Stephen has all the badges and qualifications. It's a bit of a daunting task for him because we have lost some very, very experienced players. As I mentioned, Shane McMonagall earlier on. Darren McMonagall has also left. You know, from our Championship one side a couple of seasons ago, you know, there's maybe five or six of those players that have either retired, gone to play reserves, or gone to another club. So Stephen has brought on some players, some decent players, but it's going to take a bit of time for it all to gel together, I think.
Coghill back into junior soccer, they're top of the table. Buncranner, the champions. It looks like being probably, one could say, maybe the most competitive Premier Division ever.
It could be. Coghill obviously coming down from Ulster Senior League and having a higher standard of player. They've lost a few players, but they still have a very, very good side. Buncranna being the reigning champions, Greencastle, we've played a couple of times, are a very good side. But I think for this year, it might be a bit of an ask for us to be involved in the final reckoning. Mm. But we have been very, very consistent. Since we moved to Lakeside in 2010, we haven't finished outside the top four in any of the seasons that we've played since then.
And the strides that you've made, reflected by not just the facilities, but when you cast your mind back, your first ground opposite Donaghy's garage, there was an arrangement that the cattle were allowed to use the field as well.
That became part of the warm-up. Make sure you are on early, boys, because we're going to have to shovel some stuff off the pitch before we start. Well, you know, while now you get boys complaining, oh, there's a wee bobble out there somewhere. It's the same with everything, to be honest with you, Chris. People get used to what they have, and then they complain about things that they believe is something that's not right.
Finally, Stephen, the Inishowen League with the various divisions, it's always been a hotbed of soccer, and you know it's great to see things continually progressing, teams getting runs in various cup competitions at a national level, and the standard remains very high.
Yeah, I think a standard is really, really high. Back to you know, my playing days, I started in 1993 and played 17 seasons in our first team before playing reserve football and stuff. I think back in those days, there would have been an attitude of, you know, you could go out on a Saturday night, but don't go too mad. Boys now, you know, that's strictly taboo now. Like, that doesn't really happen. Boys are putting more in and getting more out at the higher level. And even when I was playing at the weaker level, those weak teams were very, very weak. You know, you could have seen a Premier Division team beating a First Division team 9-0. Those don't happen anymore. So every single club is involved in improving themselves. I think we all push each other on to improve our facilities and improve our attitudes and improve everything. So I think Inishowen football is in a very, very healthy state due to the inward competition amongst all the clubs themselves.
That's chairman of Allieil FC, Stephen O'Donnell, speaking to Chris Ashmore. They, of course, play Clonmany Shamrocks in the Premier Division this coming Sunday. Now, moving to Gaelic games. Once again, there's a huge weekend of championship action right across the northwest in Donegal, Derry and Tyrone. And I suppose our focus this weekend is the quarterfinals here in Donegal, where we will have live commentary from the games. On Saturday, Ryan Ferry and Brendan Kilcoyne will be watching Glenswilly against McCool's, which starts at 4. Later in the evening, Brendan Devaney and Gary McDade will have commentary from Éirua against St Eunan's and Convoy, which starts at 7:30. Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne will then head to Clonmany on Sunday for Gidore against Ardra. And I'll be joined by Gary McDade and Kelly Beggs at Fintra for the hosting of Niamh Connell against Kilcare at 3:30 on Sunday. So they are going to be our feature matches this weekend, Gaelic Games wise. Just to remind you, of course, there is a dedicated GA programme here on Highland, a dedicated podcast as well. It's available now in the sports section of our website to listen back to, and in our playback section as well. It's the DL debate every Monday with Brendan Devaney, Brendan Kilcoyne and John Gilday were his guests earlier in the week, and that's now available to listen back to on our website. But on the score tonight, we're going to focus in on ladies football. Holders Terriman and old rivals Glenfinn will clash again in this year's Donegal Senior Ladies County Final at McCool Park in Ballybuffet on Sunday afternoon. It's a fifth year in a row that the sides are meeting in the decider, with the clubs having won 2-2. Coming up, we'll be hearing from the Termin camp as they look to retain the Donna Dunyan Boyle Memorial Cup that they won last year. I've been speaking to the captain slash vice-captain, Roisin Friel. That's on the way. But first of all, a win on Sunday would give Glenfinn a sixth senior title since 2011. And their captain is Sharon Cunahan, and she's expecting the same tight affair as it always is between these two sides. So, Sharon, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland as we look forward to what's a big game for Glenfinn this coming weekend.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Thanks for having me on. Yeah,
and exciting week for us. Yeah, exciting week, surely. And I suppose at the start of the year when the group all got back together, you obviously have a number of targets, but I'm sure top of the list was trying to regain the Donegal senior title from Termin, who of course beat us in the final last year.
Yeah, that's it. Last year was just a hard one to take, you know, the way it ended. It's not an easy way to lose. I know it's not easy losing any day you go out, but just to lose on kicks in the manner that we did last year, it was hard to take, yeah. So we just regrouped, and the focus was just to put the shoulder to the wheel again and go and give it everything to get back here. And thankfully, the league didn't go too well for us, Vic, but we've got things going right now for us, and we're where we wanted to be, just preparing for the final now on Sunday, yeah.
Just on that decider last year, is it a fair way to decide a game of football, Sharon, at the 25-metre free kicks? Because if we look at the actual two finals between the two sides over the last 2 years, extra time was needed in both. So it was. Was it a fair way to end the game?
Not my opinions, no. Like, I know that's, but you can say that's probably because we lost it, but even to win it, I don't think it's a good way to win a final. You know, like, you put the hard work in all year and play the 60 minutes, and then you go to extra time to be, you know, for it to come down to kicks. It's hard, like, it's tough to me. We take a replay any day, you know. It's just a tough way to lose, and it's not even a nice way to win, I'd expect either, you know, that kind of way. So,
yeah,
but I know that's what had to happen, and we just had to get on with it. Yeah,
yeah, you had to get on with it and move on and focus for this year again. And obviously, you said the league didn't go the way that you just wanted. But how do you feel of the championship run this year? Have you been improving as you went along, Sharon?
Yeah, look, we got after the league kind of came to an end, we were finished. We didn't make the semi-final, so we had a break off there, and it's just about regrouping, you know, the whole squad together, and we got the county girls back in training, and they give us a massive lift, you know, when they come back into the club. So thankfully then, yeah, just we take each game as it came then, and we've been getting the results and steadily improving, and hopefully now we'll just keep pushing on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, listen, you have a host of county girls there. Is Yvonne Bonner a big miss to you? She's obviously back in Australia again, kicking ball in the AFLW.
Yvonne's a massive loss. Look, we had her for a few of the league games, you know, before she went away there in June, and just it's massive, like a big she's such a big player, you know, everything, you know, the standards that she has set in Glenfinn just is unbelievable. But look, she had that opportunity came up, and for herself and Paul and Breed to go out there, and it's, you know, she's doing everybody in Glenfinn proud out there, and like, she's taken to that sport unbelievable as well, you know, and doing everybody proud. And sure, that's, you know, she's right to take, you know, we don't take that away 100%. She's, it's just one of those lifetime opportunities, and right she is, you know, but definitely she's a massive loss to us, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you mentioned the county girls, the likes of Katie and Karen, and obviously Katie Long as well, but there's a lot more footballers within Glenfinn outside of those girls, who obviously are a huge part of it, but there's a good crop of young footballers in Glenfinn too, Sharon.
Yeah, there is. Like, we're lucky, you know, we have a good squad there. We've lost a few girls this year too to travel, you know, and you know, it's just that age, they're young, and that's, you know, they're going to go and travel. But we're lucky enough in numbers, like, that we have a good squad, and like, we have girls playing there, like myself and Anna Marie, my sister, and the Wards, and like, they're playing 14, 15 years, you know, at senior level, and just, we have a strong backbone, and then we have younger girls breaking into the senior squad every year, and it's brilliant. Like, it's great for us, and those young ones stepping up into the panel, they're pushing us on more, and that's just, it's a good mix at the minute of the young and the few that's been about for those longer years, and it's great. It's what drives us on, you know, as a team, then it makes us stronger.
Yeah, I take it this is your 11th final in a row as well, then, if you've been if you've been around the block for a while, Sharon, because this is the 11th final in a row that Glenfinn's going to participate in at senior level.
Yeah, well, I missed out in 2016. I had in 2013, just I was out, I was pregnant. I had Danny and Ellen just, and but I was part of the team while I was there, yeah, for the 11. So, and there's a good few of us there too still that have all those, you know, but so they've that wee bit of experience. But for some younger, then it's their first, you know, stepping into their first final this week, and it's a big week for them too, you know.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, these two clubs, Glenfinn and Termon, know each other very well. And as we said earlier, it took extra time and 25-metre freeze to separate you over the last couple of years. Don't rule them out again this time around. Are you expecting the same sort of tight affair, are you, Sharon? And what kind of performance is it going to take if Glenfinn are going to get their hands on the trophy again?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're there's been nothing between us, like, for this past couple of years, and we don't expect it to be any real difference this year. Like, it's always those kind of games that it takes everybody, you know, from 1 to 15 and anybody that comes on, you know, up 4 or 5 subs, a massive effort from each one of us. But hopefully just if we can all, you know, get our performance right, hopefully it'll be enough on the day. But we expect nothing less than another massive battle from Termon, yeah, on Sunday.
Okay, Sharon, we appreciate you taking time out to speak to Highland Radio Sport, and we wish you all the best in the final this coming weekend.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Ashton. Thank you.
So then next up, we hear from the Termon camp, the defending champions, and joining us is Captain Roisin Friel. Roisin, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland once again.
Yeah, thanks, Ashton. Well, vice-captain, I'm subbing in for Geraldine McLaughlin at the moment with the knee.
Yeah, so Geraldine has missed the bulk of the season and won't be available this coming weekend, but you, of course, are in as captain, you're vice-captain, but you're in now, you're stepping up as captain. And I suppose so far this year, Roisin, when you put things into perspective, you've won the Gaeltacht and you've won the league, and now you're back in a senior final to try and retain the title. But there's no doubt at the start of the year, this is a position that the group wanted to be in.
Oh, God, yeah, certainly a position we wanted to be in, Roisin. But like everything, you know, the stuff that we won earlier this year, yeah, it's wonderful and it's nice to do it, but championships, where it's at, that's what everybody wants to win, you know. So we'll just be looking forward to Sunday now and hoping to get over the line, really, you know.
Yeah, and of course, you know each other very, very well. There's a history between these two groups, and if you look at the last four finals, you've won 2 each, and the history extends a lot further than that. So there's no big major surprises between the two outfits, is there, Roisin?
No, certainly not. I mean, I know people would say, like, you know, we've all not been involved for Glenfinn and Geraldine not involved for ourselves. Like, that, like, to be honest with you, we know each other that well that I suppose it makes a wee bit of a difference in terms of, you know, that those players of that level aren't involved. But at the same time, when you look through, you know, Glenfinn panel or our own panel, there's players there that could win a game on their own on any day. So, you know, you don't take any of that for granted. And we just prepare now for the challenge ahead, you know.
Yeah, and this Termon group has been evolving over the last number of years, and he's used quite a large number of players this year, and there's a big young contingent in the mix as well there, Roisin.
Oh, gosh, certainly, Roisin. Like, we've, I think I was saying previously, we've had, you know, I think something around 40 players maybe across the league in the championship, and a lot of young players involved, you know, some excellent footballers coming through in Termon, thank God, with the likes of Niamh Bonner and Maeve Brady and that, and like, I suppose it makes me feel all a bit better that when I'm at the back of the runs now, there's younger people in front of me, not just, you know, Nicole or Geraldine in front of me because they're quicker than me.
The game's in McCool Park, and a good move, obviously, by the Donegal LGFA. There's been a couple of games now played in Balbofey this year, but I suppose having the showpiece match to decide who will be the Donegal senior winners and what is seen as the home of Donegal football has been a good move by Donegal LGFA.
Oh, certainly. Like, like one thing I would say, our county board and the volunteers there, Roisin, have made massive strides in trying to promote ladies football. And I mean, that's reflected in the success of our senior ladies county team as well and our underage teams. But it's nice to be in McCool Park. Look, it's a venue we've played in before. Ourselves and Glenfinn have played games in before, so it'll be nothing new to either team that way. But it's nice to have the triple header there. I mean, the only disappointment, I suppose, would be, you know, we were only hearing this morning that where the game and what time it was at. And I mean, to be fair to the ladies' county board, that's not down to them. You know, they're having to coordinate with the men's, and I think sometimes the men could probably be a bit more forthcoming and supporting the ladies in that way, and saying like, this is our showpiece event and our showpiece of the year, and you know, maybe we could block off a venue in time for them. Look, and I appreciate they have a massive amount of games as well. I mean, our own men are involved in two matches this weekend, 1 at 1 o'clock, just before our game over in Red Hughes, so supporters will be busy attending loads of matches, which is a good complaint to have. But we couldn't fault them. It's a great venue and we'll look forward to it now. Hopefully the weather will keep up.
But listen, Rush, you've been involved in obviously groups that have won Donegal, Ulster, and an All-Ireland club title. And whoever wins on Sunday will be going through to another provincial campaign. We're not going to talk about that now. But as a group, if there was to be another senior championship going to the Burn Road, and I suppose with so many young players involved, what would it mean to this current crop of players involved with Termon?
Oh, it'd be a huge lift. Oisín, like it's a marker you set down for yourself. You know, you have to plan ahead at the start of the year, saying this is somewhere we want to be. We want to be on the shout to win something like that. I think it'll be a huge credit to the young people that's involved, because they're driving us forward all the time. I mean, you're chatting about North Ireland. We won 10 years ago. When you look out at our club now and the changes since that, like we've a training pitch with lights, which is not something we had in 2014. We didn't have the option of training in the evening time. We're building a clubhouse now that's going to be probably one of the best facilities in the county. So like it's not just a thing for the young players, I suppose. It's a reflection of the club and the attitudes and the priority of the club in terms of, you know, pushing on, driving always and striving for the best. And if you want a county title on top of that, it just, I suppose, it puts its hand in it, you know.
Listen, Roisin, many thanks for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck in the final at the weekend.
Thanks very much, Roisin.
There you have it. That's Roisin Freeland. Before that, Sharon Conaghan, looking ahead to the Donegal Senior Ladies County Final. And that is it from the Score programme for tonight. Once again, if you missed any of the show, it's available on our website, highlandradio.com. What's left of your Thursday? Enjoy. Chris Ashmore's back with the next sport tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.